The things that we know about breast cancer for prognosis, I mean, the most important thing is whether lymph nodes are involved or not. And if the lymph nodes are negative, and then we start to look at other factors, in the presence of estrogen receptor, then that's present in 65 to 75% of all breast cancers. That's a more favorable prognostic factor. We look at how the cancer looks under the microscope, tumor grade, how aggressive it appears. But that kind of depends on the pathologist who's looking at that. You know, a test that's been looked at, for example, by the ASCO Tech Assessment Committee, which I disagree with, is really proliferation. Proliferation, I think we did a better job of measuring that in the past when we had DNA flow cytometry in S phase, because it was done pretty reproducibly by large labs like Nichols Lab. But there are other techniques that aren't quite so reproducible for that, and sort of whether a cancer is fast growing or slow growing. And I think that actually makes a fairly big factor. And when it's done in a good situation, I think it's a pretty reproducible factor.
Now, aren't proliferation genes a key part of the Oncotype DX assay?
They are, and I think the Oncotype uses 21 genes, a lot of which are ones we already know about. Estrogen receptor, HER2 positivity, proliferation, that's a big part of it. Soon Paik from NSABP thinks that proliferation is a big part of what makes up that test result when you get it back. So if you can get at this some other way, then I don't think you necessarily need that. If I see somebody that has a 2-centimeter invasive, ER-positive, node-negative, breast cancer, the next thing I'm really looking for, and we assume that this is HER2 negative, you know, that's about 80% of these. Then the next thing I look for is really proliferation. So there are tests that our pathologists do pretty well, MIB1 or KI67. These are really just stains to see what fraction of cells are dividing or growing. And if it's a high value, then that, in my view, is actually an independent risk factor that would really probably correlate with a high recurrence score on Oncotype. So, you know, given same kind of cancer, you might have a 10% 10-year risk of recurrence or a 30% based on whether it's slow or fast growing if you have a reliable way to decide that. And I think actually maybe Oncotype might be the current generation reliable way of trying to decide that. And so, you know, if a patient has a rapidly growing cancer, I'm very inclined to recommend adjuvant chemotherapy. And if it's a slow-growing cancer, I probably will not. So that's really the thing I look for in my practice.